This is GQDN for Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. If you put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. So go get that delicious stuff. Really good. A lot of different flavors. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. If I get more Swift Energy, you might be able to see those posts up on Patreon. And by stackup.org. Great community. Great things they do over there at StackUp. In today's news, we got some Nintendo Switch comparisons. Soul Reaver 1 and 2 remastered's coming. And we have some CEOs leaving and coming into new companies. But we begin today with what's going to happen tomorrow. PlayStationLifestyle.net and Kotaku said that PlayStation State of Play is tomorrow. And right now, there are rumors about God of War and God of War Remaster. So, what else could be there? Well, Death Stranding 2 on the beach could get an update. Ghost of Yoti could be getting it up. You could get an update there as well. Hell is Us. We know that there's a deluxe edition coming September 1st, but there's also a bit of the rumor of that being packaged with the physical PlayStation 5, so you could get skins for that. We shall see what happens. And I am planning to be live on twitch.tv/chillspace right after supper, so that way we can watch it live and do a live show of GQDN. Right after that. Oh boy, what could happen? Like maybe a Astrobot bundle as well. It's possible. It is indeed possible. Because that's what PlayStation Lifestyle did. Now we go to the esports corner. Intain's CEO Gavin Essex has resigned after 5 months. I shouldn't have said has been. He left. And he left the Intain group, and there was no official reason for his departure. But it was a mutual agreement. Now Pierre Bouquet, which is a senior independent director, will become the non-executive chair on an interim basis. And the chair, Stella David, will step into the chief executive role on an interim basis as well. And she did thank Isaacs for his contribution and the outline of progress the company did make. She said, quote, "The board is pleased with the group's performance in 2024 and trading so far this year. As announced on 13 January 2025, fiscal year 2024, group EBITDA is expected to be at the top of the 1.04 million to 1.09 million pounds guidance range. The board and management remain aligned on the group's focus on operational excellence and maximizing shareholder value. I look forward to leading the business as we continue to accelerate our performance." Now, Isaacs was a part of betting and gaming industries for the past 25 years, and he did hold leadership posts at casino games at the company Games Global, along with other places. So we'll see where he goes from here, if we see news about him. But I bet we won't see news about this guy. I'm really going to screw this name up. Yoichi Ikurawa has become the representative director and chairman of Koei Tecmo Holdings. This comes to us from Gamatsu.com. Now, his wife will transition from representative director to chairman to director and chairman emeritus. And that'll all come to fruition on April 1st. But Tecmo has a new president. Interesting. We'll see what the company does from here. Now we get out of the business side of things. That was more like the business corner. But now we get to talk about some development, because Microsoft could be assisting some development on the Xbox consoles. And that will include the exclusive Mecha Break. Because you see, last year in the Xbox Game Showcase, Mecha Break was announced. But now, Team Xbox has come in to help with the development. And Mecha Break will be coming to the Xbox Series X and S and PC this spring. That's why the team went to their social media that was on Facebook and said, quote, "Mecha Break launches spring 2025. Play on Steam, Windows PC via the Xbox app, and has a console launch exclusive with Xbox Series X and S. Mecha Break is an amazing Season Games' first foray into console development, and we are committed to providing quality experience that gamers deserve on day one. The Xbox team is providing crucial support for key features such as cross-play and cross-save functionality. We thank you for your support and can't wait to see you in-game on PC, Xbox Series X and X this spring, and with more platforms to come in 2025. So that will be coming later this spring. Interesting. But wait. There was a comparison on WCCF Tech between Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch 2. And they did put it up on YouTube, on their YouTube channel. Well, they put up two videos. And they were comparing the PC GPU and the RTX 2050 mobile on how they handle the multi-platform games. That's just one video. The second video was talking about the Nintendo Switch 2 ARM Cortex A78C CPU and how it would handle the future tech and the memory bandwidth that would be a concern in certain areas. I have not seen these videos, but if you have a Switch and you're curious, look for those videos up on YouTube and look for frame rated on YouTube. Now, we did say that PlayStation will be having the State of Play tomorrow. Well, Soul Reaver 1 and 2 could be a part of it because, according to PushSquare.com, the remastered games will get some physical PlayStation 5 editions this June, but the pre-orders are up now. And right now, the base edition is at $30, and the Legacy of Kain Remastered Deluxe Edition is at $50 at Amazon. You can go check that out on your PlayStation Network, which, by the way, is back up, and you get 5 additional days because it was down. Like I said, tomorrow, twitch.tv/JoeSpace, we will be up live afterward for a live edition of GQDN because we're going to go everything in PlayStation State of Play. Maybe a couple other things too. We'll see. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, go play some video games, people. Thank you.